Hi, it's Simone Moraldi here for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider at Auditorium Parco della Musica in Rome for the 10th edition of Rome Film Festival. We are here with Denis Gamze Erguven, the director of the film Mustang, presented in the edition of Additional La Città section this year. Denis, you live in France, but this is your first movie and you come back to your homeland.
Yes, but it's not... For example, in the 80s, it was very difficult to go from Turkey to France and from France to Turkey. Ever since the 90s, it's become... The bridge is permanent. Almost all my family is in Turkey. And for any reason, like any kind of political turmoil, anything happens in my family, anything, I'm there within a few hours. So I never had the impression of being disconnected, and I'm very much following what's happening and in Turkey and in France and in other places of the world. So it's really, there's no, like, I don't feel like Ulysse, which is who has left his country and who's coming ages after. I don't even have the time to feel a melancholy of having left one or the other place. I always, like, I'm looping.
How much this film tells us about the Turkey of nowadays?
The situations, what's at the base of every single scene is true. For example, the little scandal that the girls trigger when they sit on the shoulders of the boys, the girls beaten in order of their age, or the night of the wedding of Selma when she's taken to the hospital, all that is true. But for example, the first scene I had with the girls of my family triggered the same little scandal, but my reaction was to be extremely ashamed and mortified and just don't say anything. Whereas the characters of the film start by breaking the chairs in the house and saying, these chairs touch our assholes, isn't that disgusting? So that's the reactions, the storylines, all those things are fictionist, but what's happening in the first place is real.
Where do the girls acting in the film come from, and how did you manage to involve them in the film?
Well, first of all, the casting process was extremely intense. The casting director saw thousands of girls, and she made me see hundreds. There was like this huge corpus for the auditions, and we could see like who's who and the qualities of the girls as actresses, even if four of them had never acted ever. Like, they had prerequisites, like a great listening, imagination, a level of engagement, a drive to act, all those things they had. And then it was very important to have the girls come to us. So apart from one that I went to see, she was in the same flight as me between Paris and Istanbul, and I went to see her and her family at the airport. Apart from her, I didn't have a proactive attitude. Like, we put ads everywhere and then we let people come to us, because it's already like, it's, you know, difficult to convince a family of it. Like, you have to build a lot of trust, even in like the most modern parts of the society. But if you had to go like against the will of five different families, like, that would have been just impossible. So we saw each other over and over and over again until I finally said, okay, the distribution is set and fixed. And it was a process during which we were like starting to build a relation and have trust. So in the beginning, I told them about the story without showing the script. And once it was settled, we discussed, like, for example, the parents of Gunesh, the young actress who plays Lale. I did like this very, very long list, scene by scene. Like, your daughter is going to be filmed in underwear, in a bikini. She's going to be confronted to death. And all those questions we, do you agree? And all those questions we discussed about how we were going to, like, I didn't know if the girls were ever been facing death in any way at all. So I had to know who I was talking to, and so questions like that, or for example the sexual abuse inside the family, like, I had to start the discussion with the families and then with the girls. And we had like boot camps and so much work.
The movie is going to be released in Turkey. What kind of reactions do you expect from that audience?
Well, it's very, very difficult for me to project myself in what's going to happen this week, because we're in very much pioneer territories, and we're putting our finger on sensible points of Turkey and being vocal on very taboo questions. So it's very hard for me to say this is how people are going to react. I'm just going to wait and see. And we're navigating a bit in the fog right now, and by the end of the week I'll have a clearer view of what people think and feel about the film.
The movie tells us a tough story, but sometimes hope comes out from the movie. Are you optimistic or not?
Like the previous question, there's something about it's difficult to say. Like in Turkey, you feel something very vivid and a very strong cross currents without being able to tell you this is what's going to be Turkey in 10 years. It's a very dramatic country. Like within 3 months, the landscape changes, like politically, socially, like everything changes. So you can be, people were very optimistic in June, and now it's not only like general national depression, it's also people are extremely worried. The context is very volatile, like we're a week after the worst terrorist attack ever in Turkey. So people, yeah, right now people are very, very, very tense. And I don't know. The only thing that I know is that there is a civil society in Turkey which is very reactive, and each time something happens, like it's not like the country is not asleep. The country immediately, like the people immediately react, but it's also after a while, like poor them, you know, it's like one electric shock after another, and it's a lot. So I, regarding the film, it's more something of I couldn't, like, we're talking about quite a dark reality, and it was impossible for me not to touch this without adding layers and layers of light, and we're, like, literal light, or light in the story. For example, the girls are extremely courageous, and I was, while writing the script, I was, like, putting a voice on that little, you know, little voice you have, which is always like stuck in your throat, like when the girls say, these chairs touch our assholes. And those are all the things you dreamt you said and you never say. And so once that was voiced, and once they had been so courageous in places I hadn't been, I couldn't, you know, like make them fall in a hole. I needed their courage to be paying, and paying beautifully. And I wanted, like, the ending of the film to be jubilatory in some way, like in the most crazy way possible.
Thank you very much, Denise. Here's Simone from Rome Film Festival. Thank you very much for your attention, and goodbye.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.